This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no end in sight for Wisconsin's nursing shortage. At least that's according to the Department of Workforce Development. Two of its prediction models forecast that Wisconsin could have as many as 19,000 too few nurses by 2040. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect, if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now, so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Jacob speaking with Wisconsin Eye. We're getting more details about the vice president's visit to Wisconsin next week. Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to be in Eau Claire Wednesday afternoon. We still don't know the exact time and place. Plans are for a campaign rally between noon and 6 p.m. A new study recommends states take a public health approach to legalizing marijuana. The American College of Physicians says it would consider the effects of legalization on communities, not just users. The college's David Hilden.
States that legalize cannabis should consider, what framework are you giving for marketing, for advertising? What safeguards are in place for the content of your cannabis? What about the effects on our roadways?
Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. Only CBD products with a low THC level are legal for medical use. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. It's another record year for attendance for the EAA Air Venture. About 686,000 people came to the world's largest fly-in last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The impending closure of UW-Milwaukee's Waukesha campus is leading to discussions about the future of the 86-acre property. In a recent Milwaukee Business Journal roundtable with local officials, several various development options were talked about. Waukesha County and city leaders say they're collaborating to explore potential uses. That could include residential, commercial, and possibly educational facilities. A county task force is expected to provide recommendations by the fall. Milwaukee played host to a cabinet member yesterday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in town to highlight the impact of federal spending at the city's port. He toured the DeLong facility at the Port of Milwaukee, emphasizing the $9 million investment from the Biden administration aimed at easing supply chain problems. Following the port visit, he met with Governor Evers and rode on Amtrak's new Borealis line. Five pro-Palestinian student groups at UW-Milwaukee face temporary suspension. It comes after posting messages on Instagram that describe the Milwaukee Jewish Federation as a, quote, extremist group. The university announced the disciplinary measure yesterday, which may end up impacting the group's ability to use campus resources. The move follows earlier tensions between the university and pro-Palestinian demonstrators, including an April protest that resulted in a settlement agreement with UW-Milwaukee. It'll likely be wet to start the Wisconsin State Fair. The 173rd edition of the fair in West Allis opens today and runs through the 11th. This year features 100 new food items, including the family-sized strawberry funnel cake sandwich. There's lots of live entertainment with comedian Gabriel Iglesias on the main stage tonight and TLC tomorrow night. Strong storms are possible, the latest coming up in the forecast. A virtual view of a world without 794 is now available. A new augmented reality experience has been launched by the group Rethink I-794. The tool is meant to give people in Milwaukee a virtual look at how downtown might change if 794 were converted into a boulevard. The interactive stations are available at 7 locations along East Clybourne, and they aim to build public support for the boulevard option. The TOT is still reviewing plans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The dog days of training camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
That's the Green Bay Packers offensive line driving the blocking sled in yesterday's hot weather.
We know it's going to be hot. Warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who says the players will have tomorrow off to rest up for Saturday's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. The Wisconsin Badgers football training camp continues today at UW-Platteville. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2, but Pat Murphy chose to focus on the positive. Willie Adames, with 112 consecutive starts now at shortstop, surpassing Pat Listash.
You know, Willie Adames just set an incredible record today, playing that many games in a row at shortstop. That's something to celebrate. I have myself, and I've been lucky enough to be healthy, and I have myself ready to play every day.
The longest streak, 207 games at shortstop by Robin Yount. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ready for a trip down memory lane? The film St. Elmo's Fire might be getting a sequel, according to Rob Lowe. Lowe recently teased the idea while promoting his Netflix show Unstable. The news comes on the heels of the documentary Bratz that was released in June on Hulu and directed by Andrew McCarthy. Lowe says he's met with the studio a few times over the last 4 months, and it is in the very, very, very early stages of development. Season 2 of Unstable premieres on Netflix August 1st. Deadpool and Wolverine smashed a box office record for an R-rated movie and pushed Marvel's Cinematic Universe over the $30 billion mark in earnings. There seems to be no sign of letup in sight as the film reached another milestone by pulling in $24 million on a Tuesday, which broke the previous R-rated record set by The Joker at $13.9 million in 2019. To be clear, the record itself is not R-rated. At some point, I'm going to have to break down and check out Deadpool and Wolverine. There will be no major strike again in Hollywood thanks to a settlement between the Teamsters and the studios. Variety reports that despite making aggressive demands, the union walked away happy with modest increases that more or less match the increases seen by the actors and writers, or SAG and AFTRA. The union is said to be breathing a sigh of relief, and so are fans of movies and TV. What do famous people do when they run out of cash? They write a book, even though no one reads anymore. According to a soon-to-be-released book by Robert Jobson about Kate Middleton, King Charles said he is worried that Harry and his wife Meghan do not have any income, despite recent deals with Netflix and Spotify. According to Jobson, the royal family is worried Harry will write a tell-all and dish the dirt on the royal fam. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that Charles cut him off financially. Stand firm, Charles. Don't give that kid a penny of your royal inheritance. The actual physical act of signing those Netflix and Spotify contracts by Harry was probably the most anyone in that family has ever worked. If you're looking for a movie to watch this coming October 11th, you might want to check out Saturday Night, the film about the launch of Saturday Night Live in 1975. The Hollywood Reporter writes that it is getting a primo release date when it comes to award season. The film is directed by Jason Reitman and tells the story of the behind-the-scenes drama leading up to the first episode of Saturday Night Live. Real-time host Bill Maher sat down for an in-depth, as much as possible anyway, conversation with Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawk Tua Girl, on his Club Random podcast, where Maher shared his views on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Maher said he thinks Kelce will dump Swift because Swift is immature, and at 35, a little too old to be wearing her boyfriend's football jersey, said the 68-year-old Maher to his hot 21-year-old guest. The episode saw the self-proclaimed intellectual Maher laugh at the jokes Welch dropped in between double negatives. Why would you sacrifice your principles to talk to someone whose fame timer is in rapid decline? Yes, I'm asking Haley. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.